Hey, this is Freedom ERP with a reply to two ATS members with the member podcast from AboveTopSecret.com on how is the secret kept, replying to an Absolute Creations and Clever Ones podcast replies. Appreciate the podcast, guys. Very interested to hear what you've got to say. And certainly an Absolute Creation like the idea of the sort of non-interference clause. I think that's probably very similar to what Gene Roddenberry had sort of started in the Star Trek films series of the Prime Directive of not trying to interfere in a planet's evolution until it had reached a certain level. But one of the things I was interested on as you went through that discussion was that if I interpret what you're saying right, an Absolute Creation, that you believe there may be many races or many alien races out there that are dabbling, looking, maybe not pushing the threshold, but spending time just making sure we're doing okay, which interested me a great deal. In that, you know, some people would say there's maybe only two or three alien races. I mean, people talk about the Greys, they talk about the Nordics, they talk about some of the reptilian creatures. But I was just very interested in the fact that you sort of felt there might be numerous alien races out there. And I suppose that's a view I would probably share with you, that, you know, I can't believe in this universe that there are sort of maybe only six or seven inhabited planets, and, you know, one or two of those have got to the stage where they can do unbelievable things with time and space. And I sort of, you know, just moving on a little bit about, you know, well, hey, going back, trying to get a little bit on keeping the secret. Yeah, it does sound that the secret is being kept. I suppose it goes back to, do we believe there is a secret to keep? And I'm going to clearly put my hand up and say, yes, I absolutely believe there is a secret being kept. But I was interested in the fact that you thought that that may have been not a totally deliberate thing, in that our exposure to extraterrestrials and alien life forces has been restricted. I suppose I'd turn around and say, if you believe that even a percentage of all the claimed sightings are real, I'd probably say the threshold for non-interference must be set fairly high. Just looking at it, you know, there are classic examples out there. And I suppose one of the things you were just talking about, you know, how is the secret kept? And I made the point about the atomic secrets and about how, you know, that was kept very quiet. And I suppose you just begged another question in my mind is, do we think the current president of the United States is even aware of whether there has been any US government contact with aliens, and whether that actually extends just beyond the US government? Because I suppose one of the points I was trying to think about was, this seems to be much more than just a US-UK conspiracy. If you look at almost every major country in the world, or in fact, let's be brutal, any country in the world, you know, there have certainly been cases where aliens have been reported, sightings have been reported. So, you know, I just sort of think it's not just about keeping it secret in the US, not just about keeping it secret in the UK, in France, in Germany, Belgium. I'm probably slightly bit of an exception in their sort of triangle, in this sort of UFO that was tracked, this triangular UFO that was tracked by some of by their Air Force in the 80s. But I suppose I just bring it up a little bit. Is this just more than a US conspiracy? This is a global conspiracy. And I suppose that's probably the next avenue that I would walk down and say, how is a global conspiracy kept? Are we sort of moving on to what is going on with, you know, do you start to branch into other areas of the New World Order and the like? So quite interesting in that. So just sort of, you know, does Bush know? And I suppose the shocking truth is, do we actually want him to know? But yeah, just branching out a little bit into, is it bigger? I probably believe it is. And then just coming on to what Clever One had to say about, is there maybe some kind of protection? People in power obviously do protect us in the fact that, you know, there are secrecy laws and that, you know, Freedom of Information Acts, certainly in the US, certainly in the UK. When you ask for a document, it will probably be sanitized in some way if it's sensitive. So clearly someone is maybe saying, are the people of the world ready for this one? And then I suppose I branch off again into, and I suppose I return it straight back to the global conspiracy view, that, well, that would imply imply that the churches are involved. You know, let's sort of turn around and say, you know, you're looking at the Catholic Church, you're looking at the Christian Church, you may be looking at the Muslim Church or the, you know, Islamic religions. Just sort of how is that actually being kept? So, you know, I keep on going back to it. Either there is a big secret or there isn't. To me, it just sort of thinks, how do you keep a secret that big if you've potentially got, you know, religious organisations saying we need to protect this? You know, the God thing, I think, is a very valid point that, you know, how does the existence or, you know, someone saying, actually, here's the absolute proof that UFOs and aliens exist because one lands primetime news conference, you know, in front of the White House. How does that actually affect people? And I think that's actually a very interesting one. And you're absolutely right, clever one. I think there will be people who will go into mass panic. You know, there probably will be, if, when that event happens. You know, some people say it's the end of the world. You know, God has forsaken us and all this type of thing. So, yeah, I suppose just to sort of, hey, I'm getting better at this. I'm trying to summarize what I'm saying. I believe there is a secret being kept from us. I just think it's probably slightly bigger. It's a global secret if we look at, and I believe there probably is enough credible information to say that the UFO phenomenon is not just contained in the US, it's across the whole world. So that would maybe start to imply that there's a global conspiracy. How do you control a global conspiracy? How do you keep a global secret quiet? Anyway, Freedom ERP signing off. Thank you very much.